Eliza, and that means she can get away. She will get the hell out of this little town and go to California. And while she's busy never looking back, you and me can do it in the backseat. Just remember to pull out in time. We know that doesn't work, and we'll be stuck playing house together, even if we hate each other. And you can turn into your dad, mowing the lawn and drinking beer and bitching about too much immigration. And I will turn into my mom, always fishing for compliments that never seem forthcoming. And the kids will be replicas of us, insincere and spineless, easily manipulated, stuck in a rut. I will do the dishes as the years go by, and I'll forget all about forgetting to apply to community college. And when the walls are closing in, I'll go down to the hair salon to be reassured by gossip. And when the walls are closing in, you'll drive too fast without a seatbelt, almost like you're daring it to end. And one day I will get the mail at 1 o'clock, and there will be a postcard from Eliza telling me about who she's become. I will savor every word of that glorious handwriting. There's no doubt about it, I love her more than I love myself. And just to make sure, she won't be tempted to come back into the quicksand that's this little town. All right, return to sender. She'll think that I forgot her. All right, return to sender. She'll think that I forgot her. I'll mail it on a rainy day and wait for you to come home with the car so that I can go get milk and eggs and Valium and be by myself. And if I cry so hard that I can't see the road, I'll pull over in a muddy ditch and wipe my tears off, and I'll know it was all for a good cause. I will know it was all for a good cause. I will know it was for a good cause.